Hey, do you need a big break in your business? Welcome to Momstown 365. We're going to share this with you now. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And what mom doesn't want a big break? This big break, however, is the Big Break Plan. It's 4 weeks to breakthroughs, especially if you want to start a new business. Because business is a game of emotions and psychology. And we've been through this with so many mom entrepreneurs. And we're going to help assess where you are and where you want to be.
So, with that said,
yes,
we came up with this years ago, the four-week big break plan, game plan.
Yes.
And women would commit to doing it.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
And we would have, like you have the outline here, week one was more or less identifying what your business was.
Yeah, we have our big break manual,
yep,
which needs to be revised and updated. Would you get on that, lady?
Yeah, let me do that in my extra 30 hours a week.
Well, shush. You're just...
I'm going to rub that in.
You're going to rub that in? I have 30 hours a week. What do you have? Okay. Yeah, this whole four-week plan. Hold on, let me go. Go ahead and keep talking while I'm...
The 4 weeks, we just... made it up and it proved itself out amazingly well. So like the first week people would say, okay, this is my business. This is what I want to do or what I'm already doing.
Mm-hmm.
The second, and we would give people exercises
right
to do. And then the second week we would get on a coaching call with them.
Yes. It was like coaching. Mom entrepreneur coaching. Yeah.
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 And we'd say, okay, how did you do?
As much as I want to deny that.
Because you don't like coaching?
I don't. I don't know why. I mean, I love...
talking.
Coaching. Like, I love being coached. I love... I guess what it is...
the responsibility for them to succeed.
Well, and the advice. Yeah. Like, I think you... Everybody... I always feel like people are going to do what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah, they will.
So anyway.
Well, so in the week one, we would be doing identify your crazy dream.
Yeah.
What is it that you want to do?
How do you want to live your day?
How do you want to feel?
During the week.
So they would come to the coaching call and say, okay, I'm going to write out what my dream is. The second week.
It was group coaching for sure.
Yeah. They would all be on the call with us.
And accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's a good thing about it.
Yes.
Is that, oh, I don't want to let my other people down by not doing my exercises.
Right.
And then second week, developing a successful strategy. Mm-hmm. And we would work with one another, like, because sometimes we get too close to what our project is that we can't see something that might be
big
super,
picture.
Yeah, and super obvious. So the other women would say, oh, well, why don't you market it this way or over here or change the name by one word? And people go, what?
Because that was working in your business instead of on your business.
Right.
Remember, we, which is a... thing people go through all the time.
So when they would do a successful strategy in week two, then that meant they had to get their hands in it and like start doing it.
Executing.
Yep. Thank you. Execution. Well, week three.
Big hit big wall.
Yes.
Big wall hit me.
Every single, and this we did rounds of these big break challenges. And the third week.
We didn't realize that until we started doing these four-week programs over and over.
We made it up. And then the third week, every mom would either email us or get on the call with us and say,
I can't do this.
I can't do it. I hit the wall. I don't know.
I'm done.
It's not working.
Yep.
They did that in the third week. So then we had to become... it's okay. Cheer them up. Give them some inspiration, motivation. Rephrase their business to them so they saw it. They fell in love with it again.
Their vision.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just like remembering the vision, the original idea, the original reason you got into this.
And then their fourth week, they would start to hit their stride.
Break through the wall.
Yes. But that third week was so interesting that we're going to do an episode on hitting the wall in whatever you might be doing
mm-hmm.
and how to get over it, around it. Sometimes you don't have to climb over. You just kind of like step to the left and go around it.
So this is the big break. And we're going to be doing a series of big break episodes here because we love it. We hope you love it. If you don't, just skip on over to another episode. All right, join us on Momstown 365. We have a few minutes of fun here every day. And now a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.